Today, we're diving into 12 different trading strategies. Each one has its unique approach and signals.
That's right. These strategies range from price action trading to grid trading. They all aim to capitalize on market movements.
Let's start with price action trading. It relies on interpreting market structure and chart patterns. What signals do we use here?
For price action trading, we use candle patterns, fractals, and the average true range, or ATR. These help pinpoint entries and exits.
Interesting. So we can use H1 for active candle formations and H4 for larger price patterns.
Exactly. Now, moving on to range trading, this strategy identifies overbought and oversold conditions.
What signals are effective for range trading?
Bollinger Bands, Keltner Channel, RSI, and Stochastic are great for this. They help define the range in time entries.
So we use H1 for entering at range extremes and H4 to confirm stability.
Yes, now let's discuss trend trading. This strategy captures sustained market trends.
What indicators do we use for trend trading?
We use ADX, MACD, Supertrend, and Ichimoku. ADX confirms trend strength while MACD signals momentum.
And we apply H1 for trend signals and H4 for broader confirmation.
That's correct. Now, position trading focuses on long-term trades based on macro trends.
What signals are best for position trading?
Ichimoku, Hall Moving Average, RSI, and ADX work well here. They help identify long-term trends.
So we use H4 for trend identification and H1 for fine-tuning entries.
Exactly. Now let's talk about day trading. This strategy profits from intraday price movements.
What signals do day traders rely on?
They use moving averages, VWAP, RSI, and momentum indicators. These help with quick signals.
And we use H1 for entries and H4 for trend alignment.
Yes, now scalping requires fast signals. What indicators do we use here?
For scalping, we use parabolic SAR, ATR, stochastic, and VWAP.
Right, H1 is for quick trades, while H4 ensures the macro trend direction supports the trade.
Next is swing trading. What's the focus here?
Swing trading seeks to profit from intermediate price swings. We use MACD, RSI, Hall Moving Average, and fractals.
So H1 is for setups and H4 for trend alignment.
Exactly. Now, carry trade strategy is more interest rate based.
What signals help with carry trading?
Comma, directional index, VWAP, and ATR can identify good entry points.
And we use H4 for trend setup and H1 for entry.
Yes, now breakout strategies focus on trading volatility expansions.
What signals do we use for breakouts?
Bollinger Bands, ATR, momentum, and ADX are key here.
So H1 is for breakouts and H4 for confirmation.
Exactly. Now news trading reacts quickly to market events.
What signals are effective for news trading?
TR, momentum, and volume-based signals like VWAP are crucial.
And we use H1 for fast reactions and H4 for broader sentiment.
Yes. Now, retracement trading involves entering trades during price retracements.
What signals do we use for this?
Fibonacci retracement levels, stochastic, RSI, and fractals help identify retracements.
So H1 is for identifying retracements and H4 for trend direction.
Exactly. Finally, grid trading involves placing multiple orders at set intervals.
What signals do we use for grid trading?
It's more mechanical, but ATR or Bollinger Bands can add context.
So we primarily use H1 for execution and H4 for macro trend bias.
Yes, each strategy has its strengths and weaknesses.
What can we expect from these strategies?
Price action, range, and trend strategies perform well with H1 signals and H4 confirmation.
And day trading and scalping require faster time frames.
Exactly. Swing and position trading work well on higher time frames.
What about breakout, news, and retracement trading?
Their success depends on volatility and momentum confirmation.
And grid trading is more mechanical.
Yes, it requires less signal-based input but can benefit from volatility indicators.
This has been a great overview of trading strategies.
Absolutely. Each strategy offers unique insights into market behavior.
What's the key takeaway for our listeners?
Understanding these strategies can help traders optimize their approach.
And what should they consider moving forward?
They should explore how these strategies fit their trading style and risk tolerance.
Thanks for this insightful discussion.
You're welcome. Remember, trading is a journey of continuous learning.
And this script was generated using AI for free using ZenMic.com. Anyone can make one.